Well, I think this is starting to roll well enough that we can do segment two of Lit 103 at 2:25. What do you think? Ready? In addition to beverage, fortified, and sparkling wines, there is a fourth group known as vermouth. Vermouth comes in two types, Italian and French. The Italian is sweet and the French is dry. Vermouth differs from other wines through the addition of herbs, one of which is wormwood, a bitter aromatic herb. There may be as many as 40 or 50 herbs in vermouth, which is usually fortified wine containing 15% or more of alcohol. The beverage wines, or those which contain less than 15% alcoholic content, improve with age after bottling. With the exception of vintage ports, other wines improve very little or do not improve at all after bottling. So what makes a good wine? The answer to this question depends somewhat on the individual's taste, but there are certain general qualities which wine experts or enologists consider in comparing wines. They look for characteristics such as color, taste, and aroma. While certain wines are considered suitable for special cases, there is always a long way from a poor wine to an expensive one. What makes this difference? One of the factors which determines the quality of a wine is the land that produces the grapes. The chemical composition of the product is determined partly by the soil in which the grapevines are grown. One might expect excellent wines to come from grapes that grow in excellent soils, but that is not necessarily the case. For example, the Bordeaux district of France, which has been famous for its wines for more than 2,000 years, has mainly gravel, limestone, and sand as the soil in which its grapes grow. Many famous regions in Europe grow their grapes in soil that would not be good for vegetable growing or other agriculture uses. And there you have it.